Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we have been walking our way through the book of Esther. And chapter 9 of the book of Esther is a remarkable chapter, and it brings out an important holiday on the Jewish national calendar. And we are approaching our national holiday, July the 4th, on Tuesday. We'll be celebrating our 241st birthday as a nation. But the Feast of Purim was instituted to remember the great deliverance that God gave to the children of Israel after the Medo-Persian king had declared that the Jews were to be destroyed. He also decreed that they could fight back. And chapter 9 is a record of the great victories that God gave on those days that had been declared the Jewish extermination days. God gave the Jews a great victory. And we're told in verse 18, "But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another." And Mordecai had that recorded into the records of the Medo-Persian Empire, and that has carried to this very day, the Feast of Purim, when God allowed the Jews to overcome their enemies. You know, it's wonderful to know that we're on the winning side, is it not? You know, when we look around us and we see all of the chaos and the confusion and the violence that's now coming to our shores and in other places around the world, we know that one day our Savior is going to sit upon the throne in Jerusalem and He is going to have peace. Now, notice how I worded that. He is going to have peace. We can say peace, peace, peace till we're blue in the face and we don't have it. But He's going to have peace. He is going to establish peace because He will rule with authority. He will rule with power. He will not put up with the foolishness that we see so much of today. His throne will not be an egalitarian throne. It's going to be Jesus Christ, King. And I am looking forward to that day, aren't you? That we see our Savior enthroned upon that power of authority to establish peace in the world. Israel had peace. God allowed them to defeat their enemies, those that rose up. Not everybody rose up against the Jews, by the way, within the kingdom. Some of them had befriended the Jews, but there was a core group around Haman that hated and despised the Jews. They weren't exterminated. They came up against them those days, and God gave the Jews the victory and defeated them and allowed them to be preserved. I'm thankful this morning for the preserving hand of God on the United States of America. I don't know how much longer we have as a nation. No one knows. But I do know this, that God has been very faithful and very good to preserve us through these 241 years. And we should not take that for granted. We should be a people who have thankful hearts this coming Tuesday for what God has done. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our leaders that they would look to Him, not to some other God or the God of money or the God of government, but that they would look to the God of the universe and that they would trust in Him. We need to pray for the United States of America.